The Winds of Autumn by Jeanette Oak. Copyright 1987 by Jeanette Oak. This unabridged recording of the reading of The Winds of Autumn was published by arrangement with Bethany House Publishers and was produced in 2000 by Blackstone Audiobooks Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Neither this recording nor any portion of it may be reproduced or used for any purpose without prior written authorization from Blackstone Audiobooks. This book is read by Marguerite Gavin. The Winds of Autumn by Jeanette Oak. With love to my Uncle Ralph Steves, just because he's special. Jeanette Oak was born in Champion, Alberta during the Depression years to a Canadian prairie farmer and his wife. She is a graduate of Mountain View Bible College in Didsbury, Alberta, where she met her husband, Edward. They were married in May of 1957 and went on to pastor churches in Indiana, as well as Calgary and Edmonton, Canada. The Oaks have three sons and one daughter, and are enjoying the addition to the family of grandchildren. Edward and Jeanette have both been active in their local church, serving in various capacities as Sunday school teachers and board members. They make their home in Didsbury, Alberta. Characters: Joshua Chadwick Jones. When Josh's parents were killed in an accident while he was still a baby, he was raised by his grandfather and his great-uncle Charlie on the family farm. Though Aunt Lou was not many years older than Josh, being a latecomer to the Jones family, she also took delight in caring for young Josh, and he saw her as a friend and a mother, rather than an aunt. Lou Jones Crawford, Josh's aunt, whom he had fought to keep with the family unit in Once Upon a Summer. Pretty and vivacious, yet with deep concern for others, Lou was a fitting helpmate for the young minister she married. Grandpa, the grandfather of Joshua and father of Lou. Uncle Charlie, the quiet yet supportive brother of Grandpa. He had never married but worked along with Grandpa on the farm. Gramps, Josh's great-grandfather, who had come west to live with his two sons, his granddaughter Lou and great-grandson Joshua, after the death of his wife. Nat Crawford, the young pastor Lou married. Josh now spends his weeks in town with Lou and Nat in order to continue his education in the town school. Pixie, the answer to Josh's dream for a dog of his own. She was given to Josh by Gramps, who went to great effort to find Josh a second puppy after his first pup was accidentally killed. Chapter 1. An Autumn Surprise. I don't remember a prettier fall.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?